The northern town of Ravenna, once the seat of the Byzantine Empire in Italy, is the setting this week for a meeting of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Catholic and Orthodox Churches. The commission is made up of 30 Catholics and 30 Orthodox experts in ecumenism, who are meeting together for the commission's 10th plenary assembly, led by Cardinal Walter Kasper, head of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, and by the Orthodox Metropolitan John Zizoulas, representing the Ecumenical Patriarchate in Istanbul. The official title of the document they're discussing is The Ecclesiological and Canonical Consequences of the Sacramental Nature of the Church. That means they're examining the role of bishops, and in particular the question of the primacy of the Bishop of Rome. One of the principal causes of the schism between the West and Eastern churches nearly 1,000 years ago in 1054 was a dispute over papal authority.
This is really approaching some of the key issues that have divided Orthodox and Catholics for many centuries.
Father Ron Robison is a former member of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity. He now serves as an associate director of the U.S. Bishop's Secretariat for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs, and he's following closely this meeting in Ravenna.
You know, within the Orthodox Church, you really have a communion of 14 or 15 independent churches known as autocephalous churches. They basically run their own affairs, and they have only a very limited understanding or experience of a center of the church that has a kind of authority to bring unity to the communion. There is the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople, which is certainly a symbolic center of the Orthodox communion, but its authority is very limited and, in fact, disputed by different Orthodox churches.
So this is likely to continue to be quite a difficult issue. What are your hopes, your expectations of the meeting in Ravenna this week?
Well, I'm hoping they'll be able to come to some sort of consensus that will at least allow... The methodology of the dialogue from the beginning has been to begin with what we have in common and build a foundation upon which more difficult issues could be dealt with a bit later. And so certainly on this issue, they're trying to look at those kind of underlying ecclesiological foundations. It seems to me in many ways it's a problem not only of working that out between Catholics and Orthodox, but also among the Orthodox themselves. Some of the Orthodox members, in speaking to the press after the last meeting in Belgrade last year, were talking about some of the difficulties that they had in terms of describing the Orthodox communion and the role of the Ecumenical Patriarchate. So that's something that they're going to have to work out among themselves to come to some sort of a consensus.
You mentioned there that Belgrade meeting, which was, of course, the first encounter after a six-year break due to a series of difficulties between the two sides. On a more general level, how would you characterize relations between the Orthodox and the Catholic churches at the moment?
Well, I think they are improving significantly. We went through a very difficult period after the end of communism in Eastern Europe because you had these clashes between Orthodox and Eastern Catholics, especially in Ukraine, but also in Romania and other places. But that seems to have settled down. There is kind of a modus vivendi. Things are getting better there. And I think for the first time, really Belgrade was a turning point because for the first time they're able to return to the theological agenda that had been set aside back in 1989 when the commission met in Freising. So I think it's a very significant step. You also see in different ways the common declarations that have been signed recently with heads of Orthodox churches that have come to Rome about cooperation, especially on social issues, social justice, those kinds of things. So I think you're really beginning to see an effort to work more closely together to address the issues of the current day.
As you say, we've seen some fairly encouraging signs, some very positive meetings. Just recently, Patriarch Alexei also traveling to Paris, meeting with Catholic leaders there. How much do you think this is really paving the way for a possible meeting between Pope Benedict and the Russian Orthodox Patriarch, Patriarch Alexei, in the near future?
Well, I think things are moving in that direction. I think it's going to be a while before this actually happens. But as I read in the press reports, at least, the Patriarch did make reference to the possibility of such a meeting within the next couple of years. And as far as I know, that's the first time the Russians have mentioned anything like a time frame. They've always said we've got some significant difficulties we have to address first. Such a meeting should not simply be for the cameras, but really has to be substantive and real agreements about the issues that separate us. So I think we're inching in that direction. I wouldn't hold my breath, but I think it will be happening within the next couple of years.
Going back to the talks there in Ravenna, can you give us an idea of the way in which this commission works, a little bit of the background, and who is actually taking part in these talks?
Well, the commission was established back in 1979 when Pope John Paul II went to Istanbul to meet with the Ecumenical Patriarch, Demetrius, at that time. They established the commission, and it was to involve the entire Orthodox communion as well as the Catholic Church. So on the Orthodox side, each of the churches, and again, there's 14 autocephalous churches involved and also a couple of autonomous churches, each of them appoints two members of the dialogue to represent their churches, and then the Catholic side appoints a parallel number from its side. So it's very significant because it involves all of the different Orthodox churches together. They met every 2 years for the first 10 years, dealing with different theological topics. And so it's only after the beginning of the problems in Eastern Europe that they departed from that cycle. But it looks like they're now being able to return to the agenda they set up many years ago.
The other problem that emerged, of course, with the fall of the Berlin Wall and the opening up of Eastern Europe was this question of the so-called uniates, the Greek Catholic churches, particularly in the Ukraine. How much has this problem been overcome and how much is it still really a major obstacle to the dialogue?
Well, I think what's happened there is that, for quite some time after the end of communism, the Orthodox side was insisting that we address exclusively this question about the status and the ecclesiological meaning of the existence of these Eastern Catholic churches. And I think that they realized in Emmitsburg and Baltimore back in 2000 that there was simply, they didn't have the theological tools with which to address this question. Certainly the Catholics were insisting the Eastern Catholics are legitimate churches in full communion with us, and we defend that. And the Orthodox had some very serious questions about their right even to exist. But I think there's been a consensus reached that really the issues are more fundamental. The real issue is primacy and authority in the church. And only by addressing those questions can you fruitfully address the question of the Eastern Catholic churches. So the Orthodox have agreed to set aside the question of Eastern Catholics for a time in order to address the more fundamental questions, and only then, after there's an agreement on those things, to return to the issue of Eastern Catholics.
Do you think this meeting in Ravenna is likely to be a kind of landmark on this road then towards a fuller agreement between the churches?
Certainly there is that potential. If they can come up with an agreed statement, a theological statement about conciliarity and authority in the church, that'll be a major step forward because they're beginning to address those really key issues that have divided us for so long. So I think there's reason to be cautiously optimistic about something really significant happening this week.
My thanks there to Father Ron Robison, Associate Director of the U.S. Bishops' Secretariat for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs.